This is a radiology report, imaging study review for the following claimant. Last name Cordero, C-O-R-D-E-R-O. First name Yosi, Y-O-S-I. The IME will take place in the future. Paragraph, the x-rays of the left shoulder dated 1/3/2024 was submitted for review. There were four views: AP without weight, Gracie view, PA or scapular crescent, scapular Y view, and an axillary view. These paragraph x-ray imaging demonstrates inferior subluxation of the humeral head on the AP view without weights, period. The Gracie view demonstrates no significant arthritic changes of the glenohumeral joint, period. There are no overt fractures, period. There are no bone lesions, period. The AC joint is well maintained and normal appearing, period. The axillary view demonstrates the shoulder to be reduced without dislocation, period. Paragraph impression, inferior subluxation of the right crescent of the left shoulder on the AP image, otherwise normal x-rays with a shoulder that is reduced within the glenohumeral joint, period. Paragraph, left shoulder fluoroscopic guided guided injection demonstrating crescent dated 5/3/2024. This demonstrates a needle in place within the glenohumeral joint with injection of dye, period. Paragraph, x-rays of bilateral knees, PA weight-bearing view dated 12/6/2023 was submitted for review, period. This is a single view of bilateral knees demonstrating no overt fractures or degenerative changes, period. There are no lesions, period. Impression, paragraph impression, normal bilateral knee x-rays on a single PA weight-bearing view, period. Transcriptionist, please add to the body, there are no soft tissue lesions, period. Paragraph, MRI of the left shoulder dated March 15, 2024 was made available for review, period. This is a multiplane and multi-sequence MRI of the shoulder of diagnostic quality, period. Paragraph, the visualized osseous structures of the shoulder are normal, period. The rotator cuff demonstrates normal signal within the subscapularis without tearing, period. The supraspinatus demonstrates mild tendonitis. The infraspinatus is normal without tear. The teres minor is normal, period. Paragraph, the glenohumeral joint does not demonstrate any arthritic changes, period. The humeral head is located within the glenoid fossa, period. The superior labrum demonstrates mild fluid signal between the glenoid and the labrum, consistent with a possibility of a superior labral tear. There's some fraying noted, period. The biceps anchor appears to be normal, period. The anterior labrum is normal, period. the inferior and posterior labrum are normal period. Paragraph impression. Slight correction. mild supraspinatus tendinosis and possible superior labral tear. Appeared. Paragraph. Next study is a left shoulder MR arthrogram. Multiplanar, multi-sequence MR arthrogram of diagnostic quality was available for review period. Date of study is 5/30/2024 period. Paragraph. This study demonstrates no osseous abnormalities appeared. The visualized rotator cuff is normal with mild tendinosis of the supraspinatus appeared. The articular cartilage is normal in both the humerus and the glenoid appeared. There's no degenerative changes appeared. The AC joint is well visualized and normal appeared. The superior labrum, again demonstrating a small anterior superior flap tear appeared. This extends from the 12:30 position to about the 2 o'clock position on the clock face period. The inferior labrum is normal. The posterior labrum is normal. The biceps anchor itself appears to be normal period. Paragraph, the biceps tendon is located within its groove and appears of normal signal quality period. Paragraph impression, small superior anterior superior labral tear of the left shoulder with no osseous abnormalities appeared. There's mild supraspinatus tendinosis appeared. Paragraph left knee MR next study left knee MRI. Dated 11/29/2023. This is a multi-planar, multi-sequence MRI of diagnostic quality. Appeared. Paragraph. This demonstrates no overt osseous abnormalities. The visualized. There are no bone lesions. Appeared. The articular cartilage, paragraph, the articular cartilage of the patellofemoral compartment demonstrates chondromalacia. The patella trochlear groove is normal. The medial and lateral femoral tibial compartments demonstrates normal articular cartilage period. Paragraph, menisci demonstrate no overt medial meniscal pathology. There's a small grade 1 signal in the posterior horn consistent with intrameniscal degeneration, but no frank tear period. The lateral meniscus is normal in signal characteristics and morphology appeared. The paragraph ligaments, ACL intact, PCL intact, MCL intact, and LCL intact appeared. The paragraph tendons, quad tendon is normal without tear. The patella tendon is normal without tearing period. The visualized musculature of the gastrocnemius in the posterior aspect is normal period. Paragraph impression, mild chondromalacia of the patella of the left knee. Otherwise, normal MRI appeared.